but as the most visible figure in the development of this independent cultural life, this independent public opinion standing outside the bounds of the state, he can be seen in many ways as standing truly in the forefront of something important and new in Russia. The emerging public sphere, you could see it in publishing, the book trade, journalism, philanthropy. In the emerging intelligentsia, this people who criticized based on ideal principles. All of this was still partial, still tentative, but really beginning, and Novikov stands very much at the center and is an exemplar of all this. Now, Catherine the Great grew increasingly nervous about all of this independence, and she was especially suspicious of Freemasons. She wrote stories and brochures making fun of Freemasons, calling them a bunch of obscurantist mystics with really bizarre ideas who lost touch with reason. After the French Revolution, this became no joking matter. French Masons played a leading role in the French Revolution, as they had in the American Revolution before that. She decided the time had come to take decisive action before the Masons presented the same threat to her as they seemed to do in other countries. 1792, she had Novikov arrested and condemned as a subversive without trial whatsoever, and sentenced to 15 years in the Schlüsselburg fortress, one of the most fearsome fortresses for prisoners near St. Petersburg. His publishing house was closed. Many of his books were burned. He personally emerged from all this 4 years later, amnestied at the start of the reign of Paul, not because Paul was more liberal, but because Paul hated his mother and was determined to do everything to undo what she had accomplished. He came out truly broken physically and financially, and tended to seek a comfort primarily in mysticism. He spent, in fact, the final years of his life preparing a huge anthology of mystical, theosophical, magical, and Kabbalistic writings. Now, however personally sad this end might seem, and has seemed to many who have written about him, in fact, and this may sound harsh historically, harsh at all, is historically, this really was of little significance. Though, of course, it does reveal how strong religion was always in his critical moral vision. It's insignificant historically because the fact is Catherine couldn't stop what she had, ironically, herself helped to encourage, the emergence of a vibrant, independent, critically minded intellectual life in Russia. She couldn't stop that. She couldn't stop the development of this very important public sphere with its own organizations, its own opinions, this creation of a public with a public opinion. And least of all could she stop the most dangerous element of that, which would become so important into the 19th century. She couldn't stop the emergence of an intelligentsia. Critically minded Russians, morally driven, educated, who were determined to devote themselves to serving their nation, not by serving the state, not by serving in the military, but in more independent ways, the way Novikov was really the first and most important to do so. And indeed, many would take things much further than Novikov himself did. Now, when looking at all this, Catherine might have said of Novikov and of the emergence of this intelligentsia pretty much the same as what she said about Pugachev and his ideals. It's nothing but castles in the air. And again, she probably would have been right. And indeed, as time goes on, we'll see the extent to which these dreams often were so hard to realize. But what she was wrong about and misunderstood was how powerful just these dreams were, these dreams of castles in the air, of a moral, just society would prove to have an enormous power over the rest of Russian history down till the present day to inspire people, to mobilize them, and increasingly to subvert the status quo, especially when people saw that status quo as restrictive and oppressive. Next time, we'll look at a different dreamer, another monarch, with his own visions of transforming Russia into a more modern, more just society.